Welcome back to Matt Flynn Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, I'm going to get back to the Republican convention again in Middleton this weekend. It's ending yesterday. Well, they had another vote. Somebody put on a resolution to remove Voss as speaker. Remove Voss as speaker because he's a rhino. That is, he's insufficiently pathological. It's not enough that he hired Gableman at 676 grand, 11 grand a month, 20 grand a month for staff who are anonymous and no one knows what they do, produce no documents. And he gets to investigate young women with tattoos who live with their boyfriends. This is what it's all about. Comes out of our tax dollars. 36% of the delegates voted to remove us. Now, let me tell you something. I've been to many, many Democratic conventions. I was the chair for two terms. I was the chair of the convention, ran the convention then four times. I never heard of anybody even permitting a resolution to come to the floor to remove the speaker when they were Democrat. You know, you had Ed Giacomonis back then, you had Tom Loftus a little later, Wally Konecki, Shirley Krug. There are other speakers, all good speakers. People disagree with them, maybe. But to permit it to come to the floor and then have more than a third of the delegates want to remove him, Voss is in trouble. Voss is in trouble from the right wing of his party. When you get as far right as the Republican Party, you're never far enough right. You're never far enough right, no matter what you do. Voss is in trouble, and that's what you get with gerrymander. You know, with gerrymander, people think, oh, well, then the Republicans get more votes than the Democrats that they haven't earned. That's true. The Republicans got well under 50% of the vote, and they get 63% of the assembly people. But what it really does in both parties, when you have all these concentrated Republicans, it's a race to the bottom in both parties to produce the most extreme people with the most extreme doctrines. So in the Republican Party, you have people like Tim Rampton of Campbellsport, who's QAnon. And he's the one that wants to yank Biden's electoral votes in Wisconsin, which wouldn't make any difference at all anymore, and do that publicly. And that's the kind of guy they want. When you have a 70% Republican district, you're going to get pathology. When you get a 70% Democratic district, you're going to get pathology. People for the extreme right, the identity politics left. So 36% want to remove Voss. 40% wanted to cancel Biden's election and yank the votes, yank the Electoral College votes. 40%. They also oppose vaccine mandates, even for healthcare workers. How would you like to go to the doctors and, you know, the nurse comes in to check your blood pressure or in surgery, the anesthesiologist is in your face and they haven't been taking the vaccine. They also supported dissolving the Wisconsin Election Commission and letting the partisan Republican gerrymandered legislature run elections and pick electors. This is this is not a traditional Republican convention. This is a convention of the far gerrymandered right. And it's the secret hidden curse of gerrymandering. The ostensible curse is that the party like the Republicans get, you know, 47% of the vote, but they get 67% of the assemblymen. That's right. That's the manifestation of it. But the hidden danger of it is that in both parties, but in this case, especially the Republican Party, you get extreme people who don't deviate, because if they were all 50-50 seats, they would have to get independent votes and a few votes from the other side, and you'd have the kind of legislatures we had in the glory years of Wisconsin, starting when Pat Lucey was governor in the 70s and then going through the 80s and 90s up until Scott Walker. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say something else. How are we ever going to get unified? How are we ever going to come together. And to me, it's going to require the Republican Party, first of all, to reform. The Republican Party to reform. It's going to require a governor and attorney general candidate in this state who, however they manage to get themselves nominated, are reassuring to people that they are going to be more moderates in the line of, say, a Tommy Thompson, that kind of thing. And I am reading the Republican primary list, and I look at the governor race, Tim Michaels, who just got in. I had high hopes for him initially that he would be a moderate Republican. And of course, that's probably the kiss of death. If I say this on here, it's not going to help him, but so what? He was a friend of Mark Morata's, a good friend of mine. Mark was the Secretary of the Department of Development under Jim Doyle. And, you know, he runs a construction company. He's a businessman. So, you know, I'm going to disagree with him on the issues. But people like that tend to be a little more reasonable in the sense that they have to work with the construction trades. Do you know that when Scott Walker put in right to work, the construction companies went to him and said, exempt construction, because if we want carpenters and electricians and machinists who know what they're doing, we have to be able to go down to the union hall who trained them. You know, one of the eye openers to me that I loved was during the gubernatorial race, take the laborers. At their headquarters, they have a construction site there that teach people how to do a lot of things that union workers do. So when the construction companies go down to the union hall, they know they're getting top-notch people. I knew a guy who was the president of Newburgh Construction in Illinois who had to go down to Florida and build a condo. You know what he did? He flew Chicago construction workers down there. He said, I want this thing built right. I want union construction workers. So you get a guy like Michaels. I don't know if his company is unionized at all, but people like that are more pragmatic. In the attorney general race, you have a guy named Tony, who is he's the prosecutor, the DA in Fond du Lac County, running against two clowns. One is a guy named Jarko out of the Hudson area, former assemblyman, who's never had a criminal case, much less as a prosecutor. And the other one, I forget the guy's name, he's a nonentity. Tony is probably going to win that one. But one of the things that I am carefully analyzing is what Michaels and Tony say about, you know, stop the steal and a lot of this Trump stuff. And the impression I'm getting is that they're saying just enough, kind of obliquely and ambiguously, to lull the MAGA right. If I'm correct, if they are the nominees, obviously I'm a Democrat, I support the Democratic Party, but we will hedge our bets. We'll have an insurance policy that if something happens, you'll have at least some moderation in the Republican Party. I may be wrong, because both of them have to appeal a little to the MAGA right, and who knows if they mean what they say. But stand by, because if you have the Duchess of Foxconn, Rebecca Clayfish, or if you have Jarko of Hudson, you're going to have hardcore right-wing MAGA nuts. You really are. You can't have that. If you have Michaels and Tony as the governor and DA, this is just an observer from the Democratic side. These may be people who would be reasonable and would not go hardcore MAGA right. And that may be the best we can hope for. That hedges our bets, and we have a disastrous alternative taken off of the ballot. Coming to the end of the show, great passionate call-ins. Stand by for the Earl Ingram Show. My friend Earl Ingram from 8 to 11. It's a great show. Earl is a very experienced guy, great host. Listen to him, call into him. Matt Flynn Direct, we'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today.